Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, well, as with all aspects of the AGC, these are all targets or parameters that member states commit to work towards. There is no timeline for that specific deadline. There is no related, how can I put it, plan of action within the legal agreement to achieve those aspects. In the same way as we have in Annex 2 of the AGC technical parameters, the aim is to work towards achieving those parameters. There are also, we discussed at length in whether we should have in these technical parameters some form of numerical value. And this is again where we come back to the primary and secondary stations point that was then abandoned. The point that we discussed and that we agreed in this group was that these are all technical parameters and facilities that people should be working towards ensuring in the stations. But that it doesn't mean that the second this enters into force, they all have to be there. That's not how the regulations and the general treaty aspects within at least this domain of the UN work. There is no also no enforcement either. Now, if tomorrow, sometime in the near future, member states request that we do some form of a monitoring exercise to actually look at these stations to say what is there already, I'm sure the Secretariat could find a way to undertake this assessment to understand where we are now. But the aim of that would not be to reward good achievers or punish less good achievers. The aim would be to see where we are in that process. But this is something that member states may ask the Secretariat to do. This is not a monitoring process which is entrenched in any way within the legal agreement, and so is not a legal obligation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it's good to